I never thought about the universe, it made me feel small. Never thought about the problems of this planet at all. Global warming, radioactive sites, imperialistic wrongs, and animal rights. No!
It's July 6th, 2015, and this is episode 4 of the Come Out and Play Festival. I'm going to be talking to game designer and co-founder and organizer of the Come Out and Play Festival, Greg Jaffray. This is actually the 10th anniversary of the Come Out and Play Festival, which uses New York City as kind of a backdrop for all kinds of games, including video games, sports, etc. So these are really unique games that you may not get a chance to play otherwise. And when we talk to Greg, we're going to learn more about what to expect if you attend the festival, how to attend. It's free, by the way. Also, stick around after the interview. I want to ask for your help in getting new nonprofits to profile on a future episode. And with that, here's my interview with Greg. I'm sitting here with Greg Jaffray from Come Out and Play. What is Come Out and Play? What is the festival? What happens?
Come Out and Play started about, I guess this is our 10th year doing it. I'm a game designer, and I work with a bunch of other game designers. And we were really interested in street games and real world physical play, social games. And we're seeing a lot of people want to do stuff like that. So we decided to put on a festival to do that. And so now it happens every year. There's several events. There's on Friday night, there's what we call After Dark. It's going to be down in Dumbo. And that will include a bunch of different games that are everything from sort of tech-enabled new street games, like things with big projections, or, you know, video games like 100 people can play with their cell phone at the same time. Some other really silly things, like there's this one, Rose Macbeth, that I'm very much looking forward to, which is a sort of blindfolded fake knife fight in a fake graveyard. And then on Saturday out on Governor's Island, we do another event, a couple of events. We do a field day and a family day. And the field day is sort of new, interesting new sports that people have made up, other physical games. And then the family day is, we do that with our partners, ESI Design. And that's games for like families, like parents and kids to play together. And then we're doing another event in the evening with a Kickstarter, which is will be a bunch of like party games. So yeah, really, it's a festival about like playing lots of interesting new games, kind of very experimental, weird stuff, kind of. But it's kind of what makes it fun.
Maybe you can describe a typical game. You know, just kind of maybe an example of a game that would give people an idea of what to expect. And I know that it sounds like there's a huge variety of things, so there's no way to sort of encapsulate one example that will show everything.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, there's the types of games that we have at the festival are quite varied. There's definitely some sort of different trends. So like this year, usually we have all new games. We try and encourage people to submit new stuff. This year, we're going to repeat some of our favorites. So the games like Spaghetti Standoff, which was very popular several years ago. And that game is great. It's a game for about like 10 people to play at once. Every player gets a piece of uncooked spaghetti, and then they hold one end of it, and then the person next to them holds the other end of the spaghetti. Young cook spaghetti, and then everyone stands in a circle. So you get everyone standing in a circle holding the spaghetti. And then when they say go, everyone sort of tries to move. And what you want to do is try not to have your spaghetti break. And then the last two players with a piece of unbroken spaghetti win. And so it's a very simple, like quick physical social game where everyone's sort of jostling around, bumping into each other. You know, not super physical, and takes about a minute and a half to play, and it's for about 10 people. So that's one of the great ones that'll be back this year. This other game, Circle Rules Football, will be back as well. That's more like a new sport. It was designed by a guy named Greg Manley at the NYU as a project, the NYU Experimental Theater Program, and it kind of started out as a piece of weird avant-garde theater, and then eventually it developed into like, you know, a real sport that he has a league for it. And this game, essentially there's one big goal in the middle, and then one team tries to kick it in from one side, and the other team tries to kick this gigantic yoga ball in from the other side. So there's this big yoga ball that everyone's sort of chasing around the field, kind of playing a weird version of soccer / basketball with. So it looks like when you watch people play it, it looks like a kind of interesting, goofy sport, but it's actually quite interesting and challenging. Last year we had a game, Scattershot, which I think is going to be a Kickstarter this year, which is like a big projected game. Everyone, all the players walk up and they all, you know, with their cell phone, go to a webpage, and they get a spaceship that flies around on the screen, and they can zap other players. So it's basically a gigantic 100-person spaceship battle.
Do any of these games, I mean, obviously there's a lot of games that are for fun, just kind of silly and fun. Do any of these games have real world applications, or are they have some sort of basis in education, where, or is it a simulation to teach people about something or to learn about the city in some way? Is there any sort of educational foundation to any of these games, or is that just kind of random if it does or doesn't happen?
Well, I mean, it's an interesting question. We certainly have had games that have elements of that. And that's sort of up to the designers. I mean, our focus would come out and play. When we first started off, I think we had a sort of, there was some social mission to it in terms of like exploring public space, like, and different people that were involved with it had sort of a different take on that. Like, for example, Nick was very interested in, we started up right around the time when there was a bunch of protests happening with, like, I think the RNC convention that was in New York, and like New York parade laws got really weird, and how you could gather. And so he was very interested in that, like exploring that, like saying, like, saying kind of reclaiming public space and saying we can do what, we should be able to do what we want. I think that was it was certainly a part of what we were thinking about. We've had a lot of people from urban planning and space design, architects, stuff like that, have been interested and come to the festival and even done stuff with it over the years. And that was certainly a big part of it. And I think it kind of remains so. But as over time, it's actually, I think more and more of our focus has just become on there's a real value in having fun and playing games. And I think that, like, it brings people together in a really interesting way. And so what's been one of the things I've loved the most about the festival is, like, and kind of, and as a game, a game designer, I found the most educational for me is watching the audience change over time and become just much more general. We started off and it was a lot of tech hipsters that came to the festival. And then now we just get like a really interesting cross section of New York. You get like 17-year-old Hispanic kids playing with 40-year-old big black guys and white hipsters from Williamsburg. So that part of it is really, I think, interesting. And that said, we do still have, like, some people have done some really interesting educational games and use them as a way to kind of explore different issues. So last year there was a game in Dumbo called What Lost, I think, and it was to explore the gentrification of the neighborhood of Dumbo. There was another game a couple of years ago done by a group out of Parsons called Reactivism, and that sort of took people all around like Union Square area and had them visit like sites of famous protests and social issues. So you went to where the Triangle Shirt Waistcoat Factory fire was, and a couple other places. So people have used them as interesting ways to explore social issues as well. And, we always love it when people do that. We've partnered with Games for Change in the past, which is another festival in New York that has a lot of educational and exact Games for Change, and use that as a way to. We did a contest a couple of years ago where we put out a call to have people design a game that you could be played in a specific area that would actually leave the place that the area where it was played better off. And we had a lot of people submit really interesting game designs for that. And the one that won and that was run at Come Out and Play was called the Commons, and it was a really interesting take on, like, it was almost like a scavenger hunt, like a hot or not scavenger hunt, where you went around finding things and then posting them, like, and saying, like, I think I would like this change. Would you like this change? And people could kind of vote up other people's things. And so it sort of, it rewarded you for being civically engaged in a way with your surroundings.
For those who want to come or get involved, what kind of opportunities are for people to get involved or come and play? What do they need to know as far as when and where and how much does it cost to come and play?
So Come Out and Play is all free. It is, there's this year, there's a couple different events. If you're interested in the game design side of stuff and, like, the, want to hear about people designing them and all the challenges they face actually making one of these things. And it's a little different than video games. We're doing a talk with the NYU Game Center. We're doing a series of talks at the NYU Game Center on July 16th in Brooklyn. And we'll have a bunch of designers who've made games. They're kind of giving very quick design-focused talks saying, like, this is a game I made and this is a problem I tried to solve with it. And we've got some really smart people that are going to be talking about that. Then on the Friday the 17th, July 17th, in Dumbo, I think it starts at 7 p.m. and goes till about 10:30. There'll be that's the After Dark event that has a bunch of different games. I think we've got about 15 or 20 different games happening that night down there. And those are the sort of kind of a little bit more tech-enabled stuff. There's some projection games, some also social games. That's where that Rose Macbeth and the Blindfold and Knife Fight game is going to be. And then on Saturday, July 18th, on take the ferry out to Governor's Island, and we'll be there all day. I think it starts around 11 o'clock. 11 a.m. and go till about 5. If you've got kids, bring your family. We'll have games for little kids and bigger kids, and also bigger kids, all those 20 and 30 and 40-year-olds and 50-year-olds and 60-year-olds that still want to play games. And again, like all the events are free. It's first come, first serve. We've messed around with ticketing in the past, but we find that people who sign up for things on the internet don't generally go to things. Now
Right.
it's how you show up. All the games are sort of played around in one area and kind of see what's there, see what looks good, what thing you want to try out, and then hop right in.
And you're also looking for volunteers still?
Yeah, we would love to, come out and play as a very grassroots festival, and we've tried to make it. It really started almost as like a community, an exercise in like community development. Like I said, we've been making games like this, and we were, myself, this woman Catherine Herdlich, Peter Lee, Nick Fortuno, and Mattia Romeo. Those are the original founders. We've been making games, and we're like, I think there's some other people doing weird stuff like this. Let's, why don't we, we'll do a festival, see if like if there are other designers and there's other players that want to do this. And turns out that hypothesis was kind of spot on, and we got a lot of people. We met a lot of new designers, and really coalesced a community around it. And we also met tons of interesting volunteers, and sort of the come out and play family of both designers and volunteers has been going strong for a while now. And we get people who come back every year and help out. So we're always we're always interested in meeting new people that are interested in interesting new types of play, and want to welcome them to the sort of the community.
All right. Well, thank you very much for talking to me today. And hopefully, I look forward to being there and playing some of these games.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right. I really want to thank Greg for taking some time on a holiday weekend to sit down and talk with me. Now, I need your help in creating some future episodes. I'm always on the lookout for new nonprofits in New York City to profile on a future episode. But maybe you work at a nonprofit or know someone who works at a nonprofit that operates in New York City and you think it'd be great for a future episode. Please reach out, tweet me on Twitter. There's a contact form on my webpage. Contact me through Facebook, however you want to get in touch with me. I'd love to hear from other nonprofits in the area. Something else I'm hoping to do with the podcast is to profile nonprofits working in developing countries. So if you have any contacts, please, again, contact me through Facebook, Twitter, or through the blog and let me know. And since I now have 4 episodes under my belt, I'm thinking about throwing a launch party later this summer, so keep an eye out for that. Again, thank you to Greg, thank you to NoFX for letting me use their music, and I look forward to having a new episode up soon.